Just outside of Santa Fe, we've got a little hideout there called Camp Howdy. Give me a good mini Pearl Howdy. Goodness gracious. Well, we were hanging out in Camp Howdy a few weeks ago when, out from sitting around in the campfire, kind of surprising ourselves, searching for spiritual sport, went out from in between the ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines, came a dude of an hombre, had dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot, rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body, and he took one look at us, fell face down in the campfire, sucked up all the flames, blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal, and said, howdy. What are you boys? Hippies? Howdy. We're vegetarians. Veggie what? Oh, you boys, climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We going to fly with the free Mexican Air Force. Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed right out of that campfire and went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent. We pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap and slipped into a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. We were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude, his name was Beauregard Hooligan, out across the bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight, and we climbed aboard, and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat, and I felt proud. And then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines. They pulled the blocks out from under the wheels, and we started rolling down across the bean field. But as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, Beau, does this thing fly? I called him Beau. What's the matter, boy? You superstitious? Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field, plummeting down through the void. Not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment, and he just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shape with a fuse at one end, and he said, "Hey, man, you drive." We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico, and that's when this song came to my mind. Those are my words exactly. In the Morelos Mountains, campesinos are planting their fields, where the ghost of Zapata rides a horse that can still outrun the wheels. High in the sky above and clear out of sight is the free Mexican Air Force, and we're flying. A little town called Hickory, a cowgirl is cooling her heels, remembering that God gave us herbs and the fruits of the field. But a criminal law that makes outlaws of those seeking life make the free Mexican Air Force, Mescalito riding his wife. Mexican Air Force is flying tonight. flying so high. We went out on the old campaign trail, checking out the Dole, the Newt, and the Bush who went to Yale. Then we met old Whitewater Willie, who never inhaled. Now the free Mexican Air Force is in the White House tonight. It is marijuana destroying the minds of the young, where power and greed and corruption continued in all forms. But nothing can stop us, my vision is clearly in sight. And the free Mexican Air Force, Mescalito riding his white. Free Mexican Air Force is flying tonight, flying so high. It is such a special occasion to get together with everybody here on this stage. On the bass fiddle, Ronnie Simpkins. Master of the big old D28 here, the maestro, Tony Rice. And playing the little fiddle tonight, his own self, Mr. Vassar Clemons.
Did they meet you? Peter Rowan, let's give him a big hand. He wrote this American, I know this great, what was that thing we just did? Free Mexican Airline, aircraft.
We're under the tune that Vassar wrote here called The Lonesome Fiddle Blues.